We're in Siman Shin Nun Hey, Sif Aleph Gezuztra, which is described as a daf or binyan, a bolit mitoch abatim chutzah. So you have a platform that's sticking out from a house, shehila malam and amayim, but it's directly above water. So you have a merpeset above water, v'chalon pasuach lamerabais, and you can go out from a window onto that merpeset. You're not allowed to take a string attached to a bucket and lower the bucket into the water in order to bring the water back up to the house unless you made a machitza around the entire merpeset. So you build a fence around the merpeset, then you're going to be allowed to fill it up. The problem is that you're taking water from the Carmelis, Shizamayim, into the Shesayachid, your house, and therefore you need to make a fence around a mechita around the mirpeset, so that now everything, we may have a kula, that everything beneath the mirpeset is considered to be Rishas HaYachid as well. And even though it's a hanging mechitza and it doesn't go down to the water, it's a kula that they were mekalan to apply the rule of gud achis mechitza, that we view the mechitza as going down directly all the way down to the water. So you'd be allowed to, if there's a hole in the platform that you're sitting on, you'd be allowed to lower the bucket through that hole because that whole area is considered to be Rishas HaYachid. You wouldn't be allowed to stretch out the bucket from the mechitza further than the mirpesa into the water, because the area over there would be a carmelis. It's only directly below the mirpesa with the mechitza that you created, which is considered to be a rishis hayachid. Mechaber continues, so either put a mechitza around the merpeset, or yasa mechitza sviv hanekev shadolim derech sham, or make a mechitza just around the small area of the hole that's in the platform, which you're going to lower in, as long as it's 4x4 tefachim. V'hushei barba al arba. V'ein chilik benim yasena lamata mechuberes la benim yasena al gaba. It doesn't matter whether you make that mechitza on top of the platform, or you put it, attach it to below the hole, the area around the hole, below the platform. It doesn't matter. V'chevan she'asa mechitza, mutaren gam l'shpoch mimena. And then once you made the mechitza, so then you're allowed to pour water from that hole also, not just take water in from the hole. V'chein aholich b'sinah, so too if you're on a boat. Eino yachol amalos, you can't just take water from the whatever river you're on and bring it into the boat. Elim kein yasa ladaf arba al arba vosabo nek of amalei derech sham. Unless you take a piece of wood or something that's 4x4 tefachim and place that on the edge of the boat and make a hole in it, and you can pick up the water from there because of the same kula. Ve'inu tzarech lasos al mechitzos. But here we allow you to not even put up mechitzos around there by the platform off of the car, off of the house. We said that the merpeset, we said you need to make mechitzos around it in order to say good achas mechitza, to say that the mechitza goes all the way down to the water. But by the boat, or even more meko, that you don't need to make mechitzas at all. Rather, the elamrinan kofat stadim v'good achas mechitza. Rather, we just view it as though their mechitza is there. Sheikele b'sfinu b'nei she'ene yachol lasol shamay she'yase b'bayis. Because we're more meko on a boat, because you can't do on a boat what you're able to do in the house. This is only if it's within asar tefach, meaning the height of the walls of the boat, which are sticking out from the water, is less than 10 tefachim from the water. Obviously, the depth of the boat is going to be more than 10 tefachim in order for the boat to be considered Erishas HaYachid. But it has to be less than 10 tefachim from the water to the top of the boat. Avalim dofne hasfina gevom asarmi alamayim. But if the walls of the sukkah of the boat are higher than 10 tefachim from the water, motzi ziz kol shehu, then you need to take a ziz of some sort, a peg of some sort, va'osa bo nekev, and put a hole in that, umale derech sham, and fill up the water from there, shehare derech avir makom ptur hu mamale v'sagi beherker ziz. Because if it's, once it's above 10 tefachim, then that's considered to be the makom ptur area, and then a ziz is enough. So if it's less than 10 tefachim, so you're going directly from a carmelis to Rishas HaYachid. And if it's higher than 10 tefachim, then you're going from a carmelis to a makom ptur to Rishas HaYachid. So he said you would need to stick a ziz out instead.